Interesting way to end the game. What a start for you guys. I guess just what a road win for you guys tonight.
It was. It was a battle. It definitely wasn't a defensive battle by any means because we 77 points. We really got on them, you know, pregame about playing defense. That didn't seem to work. So I guess we just figured we'd outscore them because that's a lot of points. And, you know, considering it didn't go into overtime, but we came out, we were extremely hot, you know, shooting the ball. And then when they started not, you know, we started missing some of them, we just didn't really, you know, refocus our attention of working the offense. We kind of continued to settle for some iffy shots and let them back in there. But they were tough to guard. You know, they've got some good-sized kids in guard spots. You know, with Archer, you know, he's extremely strong. And, you know, being 6'4", he can post a lot of our guards up. We made just enough plays and just enough free throws.
Yes, you did. And it was one of those where you guys got off shooting and the three-pointers started rolling. And that was started off by Jordan Horney. Ended up, I think, with 31 and fouled out, interestingly enough, late in the ball game. You guys were down to Jordan Horn and Marshall Froh for that final 20, 30 seconds of the game. Froh fouled on a weird call with a minute 50 to go. But what does that say about maybe your younger players and some of your seniors stepping up and making some free throws down the stretch?
You know, they did. They did a great job. Aside from a pass that we threw about 60 feet down the floor with a little bit of time left, which caused Marshall to get his fifth foul. We've obviously got to, you know, do a little better job with clock management and knowing the situation because, you know, we know they're going to foul, so we got to take care of the ball. But we didn't even give them the opportunity to foul us because we turned it over twice in a row. But, you know, Jackson stepped to the line and knocked down a bunch of free throws late. You know, Reed knocked down one. You know, so we were able to do just enough, and we got the stops that we needed when they counted.
You guys were 16-21 in the fourth quarter, and then Jackson Lewis, who was fouled on the three, makes only one out of three there, but then he goes 8-for-8 down the stretch of those free throws, including the game clincher. And what a big night for him to step up when you guys needed him.
Absolutely. You know, when you go to the line right there and you get ready to shoot three free throws, and you miss the first one, then it can be a little bit, you know, it can play with your mind a little bit if you let it. But Jackson's a kid that he's not going to overthink the shot. You know, he's got a smooth stroke, and whether it be the free throw line or the three-point line, he's going to continue to shoot the ball. And, you know, him going 8-8 down the stretch right there in the clutch situation was huge. You know, they cut the lead, and he steps to the line and knocks down those free throws to, you know, kind of seal it and leave it at 4 points. So good job for him.
Scott City wins it here 81-77. Well, you're going to get Southwestern Heights at home.
Yep.
Southwestern Heights beat Cimarron 46-37. So you get a home first-round game.
Yeah, I know. There was, right when we shook hands, the AD for Goodland let us know, and we knew coming in that there was a chance that if we lost and Southwestern Heights won, that we'd be coming right back here on Monday. And, you know, we definitely don't want to, you know, make this drive. We wanted to be at home, and, you know, but we had to take care of our end of it and then just, you know, hope for the best. And, you know, the guys were extremely excited, you know, kind of let them know in the locker room. And for our seniors, you know, just extremely happy for them. You know, with senior night not going the way that they wanted it to get another chance to, you know, finish your career at home, you know, and we know now, you know, we were going to play one home game and we're done, you know, playing at home. So extremely excited for those guys.
Well, they definitely earned it. And, you know, talk about this turnaround. The first game between these two teams, you guys are down 20 in the first quarter. You have the lead for most of the night. They lead a couple times in the third quarter. What does that say maybe about the improvement of you guys from then until now?
Well, anytime you make that many threes to start the game, you're going to have a little confidence. Like I said, we kind of settled, but when you're making those shots, I mean, obviously, I'm not the guy that's going to tell you not to take them after you start off that hot. So, by all means, if we're opening in rhythm, we're going to let it go when we're shooting like that. But at the same time, when you miss, you know, two or three of them, you've got to be able to refocus yourself and understand that, okay, you know, now's not the time for that shot, and maybe work for something a little bit better. But it was extremely hard to score on those guys in the low post, but I thought our guards were more aggressive with the dribble drive. You know, I thought we had a couple opportunities to get some guys down low that we missed out on. But at the same time, I have seen so much improvement with our guys, and they're a group of kids who they haven't played a ton together, you know, outside of this season. You know, they're not kids that grew up together and play together. So, you know, you kind of see them playing better together as a whole. And, you know, really feeding off of one another and getting excited for other guys, you know, not understanding that it's not all about them, it's about us. And so, you know, I'm extremely, you know, proud of these guys. And and the effort that they've continued to give, you know, every single day, because it's obviously been up and down. It's been a bit of a roller coaster. So for those guys to continue to work hard and battle through adversity and battle through some, you know, things that we're going through, whether it be injury, sickness, or you know, just some bad games, extremely proud of them.
Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Beavers winning here on the road tonight, 81-77. Coach, congratulations. You're playing at home on Monday night. We'll talk to you later on here.
Thank you.